The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You've got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk up on the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Lady Ella.
Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
That's great advice from Ella Fitzgerald. You know, not before, not since. Really, the queen of jazz right there. 7:06, Joe on the radio on AM 970. The Answer, great to have you with us. Josh Krasshauer is going to jump on the air with us. General Kellogg is going to join us as well. And Councilman Joe Borelli from New York City, following the mayor's State of the City address. Mark Morgan with us, Dr. Ben Carson as well. So we have so many wonderful people that reach out on social media, and we keep it small. We keep it under the radar, I think, really, and we keep it positive. We accentuate the positive, truly. We try anyway, until I get fired up and start reading the news, right? But sometimes on Twitter, which has been so much better since Elon Musk has taken it over, I think. But there's, you know, because all the negativity and all the snarky and all the what they call the trolls and the bots and everything, they're being cleared out little by little. So it's good. So we keep it small. But and then there's one couple actually that do graphics for these video games, and it's really like artwork now. And I put out some of these images of me from this one gal and her husband on Twitter. So she came up with something that I had to retweet with me, like looking, crazy ripped, you know, and it was an image of me. I did tweet this. If you're on Twitter, I had Jersey Joe Piscopo, you could see it. And I want to thank her name is Stacy and her husband for doing this. It was actually kind of cool. But I thought it was maybe too severe, you know, because it kind of poked fun at me and all that I talked about here. So it's got a picture of me, totally ripped up. You know what? It didn't post. What now? Why didn't that post? Oh, so I take back everything I said about Twitter. Now, please. I do everything by myself, by the way. I have no one to help me. Cara Fasaro does a great job for the station, but for myself, I'm pretty much doing it myself. So I think I may have made the error and not have tweeted this out, but we will. But it was so funny. It was me ripped, and then it's like a cover of a magazine, and it says, yeah, the cover of the magazine. I look like Jean-Claude Van Damme in this thing, which is interesting. Lifting with Frank Sinatra, Jersey Joe tells all. Seb Gorka, relief factor just works. I love that. Decorating for Christmas. It says how Joe just kept decorating. This is great. These are all the things we talked about. You know, Hoboken Mary. I'm not from Japan, you know. And Bill Shatner, does your bleep sag, which is great. Oh, and then on the top, first, it's called Joe Muscle is the name of the magazine. Free arrabbiata recipe inside. You gotta love it, man. So kudos, and we're just pleased to have folks like Stacy and her husband there doing this. It's great because they do these really state of the art video games. And she goes, "Oh, you're really ripped like that, aren't you?" And I go, "Yeah, sure, I'm ripped like that. Yeah, not quite like the picture." So I'll retweet this out. I'll get this out. I have to get a social media person. I don't have a social media person. I do it all myself. That's why I'm delinquent. And I have to apologize while I'm on this riff, please. There's so many nice people. Joe, how you doing from Australia? I love you. I just don't have the time to get back, and I apologize, because as soon as we're off the air, I'm on to something else. I'm extraordinarily busy, busier than ever, and don't have the time, so I apologize for that. And I don't want to, like, a fake person getting back to you. But even on Facebook, I mean, I'm 2 years behind on Facebook, I mean, to answer those things. So please accept my apology, and I will get there sooner than later. And I don't want to. Cara Fasaro says she's such a good kid, does such a great job for us. She's so busy as well. I don't want to say, could you help me out personally and get some of my things done? So we'll get there when we can.
But why not? Just ask.
Yeah, just no, please. I she has so many nice. Could you send me the graphic? Because it's really cool. So, but
I like
great.
The graphic she made yesterday for one of our guests, Mr. Jonathan
Honig.
Oh,
that was hysterical. That was hysterical for Jonathan Honig. He was insulted. He wasn't in the show graphic, as it were. So we made one with all Jonathan the graphics. It was very, you know what? I have to tell you, too, and we'll get to the issues of the day. I have to credit Jerry Crowley, our boss, for putting us all together, because we sat at the table. We were with our good friends from Route 22 Toyota. My dear friend Iggy Giuffre, you know, and with Jamie and Alex from Route 22 Toyota, Frankie V. And he has created such a nice family here at this radio station, and that I'm just really humbled by it, because I never knew the connection with an audience like you can get from radio. And even remember, I have friends sometimes who have done radio in the business, and you could be on stage, you could do films, you could do television, but ain't nothing like radio. And you could do the podcast. Well, we do the podcast, you know. I have a podcast now. No, it's when you're doing live, we're live, and we're live 4 hours a day. This is old school radio. So we appreciate it. We love you. You're part of the family. And when you get back to us, it's great. And you know, it's by the grace of God, we've just been so successful. And Jerry put in the mix. He brought me in. And then Phil Boyce came along. Phil Boyce is like the programming guru. And you know, Salem, when Jerry went to Salem, Joe Piscopo could do the mornings for us. And they said, what? And they said, they brought in. They brought in Al, and Al was just a news guy. Al was just a news guy. He was a news guy. When Curtis was sitting in the morning, he was hosting the show. And with Frankie Five Burrows, Frankie Marano, who's doing great on his own over at WABC, and apparently will be moderating the Bill Shatner appearances, which is very, very exciting. So and then we reached out to Joe Sibelia. We met Joe at the Hofjo. We drafted Joe and Debbie with us. So we applaud everybody. But Al was, we're talking about Al at Al being the old personality.
Still alive, you know. You're talking about me like I'm dead. I got a lot of weight. Can't move.
But they said, but Al was, he would just never, he would snooze. Between, you know.
Listen, there was a lot of snoozing with Curtis. Let me tell you something. All of us. Frank was asleep. Curtis would sleep. Curtis doesn't sleep.
It was one big slumber party on the radio.
It was.
He works so hard. God, Curtis does indeed. And you know that he's on. So
he's the guy who should have been mayor. I mean, in my opinion. But
You know what? We don't say nothing, but you want to be right. But you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But anyway, so Al now is now his own grumpy personality.
Thank
himself.
You.
It's like Uncle Al.
I was grumpy before this. I mean, you know. Not like there was a big change.
The guy next door. So anyway, we're here, and thank you. And I do apologize for not getting back. And Twitter's easier because it's
but
immediate.
Facebook, 2 years, you haven't got back? What if people have died sending you messages? It's 2 years. I like it because you said it. You're like, I will get to it. Well, what if they're dead? Oh, ooh, sorry. Meant to get to them. Nope.
Because there's so many on Facebook. There's thousands of messages. Thousands.
Yeah.
And I want to go. And if I can, and
delete
I
them all, start over.
No. I'll get there. I mean, mm-hmm. You know what?
Oh, I'm sorry. Thanks, Mr. Piscopo. My mom, she died about 4 years ago.
God
really, thanks for getting
God
back
forbid.
To her. little late. She might be reading it in heaven. You never know. Bless you. Bless your heart.
You never got back to her. You
right. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Thank you.
Nice guy. You're not a nice guy. You're bum.
No, but that would be, somebody would blame you for that. I blame you for my mother's death. You didn't get back to me. She was very, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That, matter of fact, that was, that is Eddie Murphy did that voice. He would imitate when Kimberly and I first started going out.
Right.
And Kimberly's father, not so happy about it. Mm. Yeah, not so happy about it. Oh, and Eddie would do an impression of Kimberly's father to me. Yeah, daddy. And he didn't say bum. He said another B word. Mm. Yeah, daddy bum. Mm. And he would keep saying it. One of the funniest cats on the planet. On camera, on film, off. Eddie would bust.
He's got a new Netflix film out today with Jonah Hill.
Hey, thank you for
which
that.
Which is similar to what you just said. Jonah Hill, apparently the gist of the story, Jonah Hill is dating Eddie Murphy's daughter in the movie.
Oh, boy.
And he wants to marry the daughter.
Oh,
and
boy.
Apparently Eddie plays a Muslim, and he's not very happy about the whole thing. So there was a clip that I saw.
Yeah.
He takes Jonah Hill to a barber shop, but it is an African-American barber shop. And they're all kind of looking at Jonah Hill who's this guy in here? And he's like, am I the guy that's out of place? You know, like that kind of thing. So, very funny.
You know, always funny. But I have to tell you, too, about Eddie. It was so funny because he would just make you laugh up there with little things. And then we would do, and whenever we do see each other every few years, whatever it is, we always do callbacks. You know, if you don't have a longtime friend from back in the day, we do callbacks and just make you laugh and laugh. Hey, you know what I got? I got to tell you about before we break here. Let me see. No, I'm so excited. So Joey, my big son, got me a... This is going to sound really pathetic.
What?
Joseph Miller, what would I be excited about?
Joe had to step out for a second.
What would I be excited about? What item would I be excited about as a Christmas gift? It would be
maple syrup.
No, that too. I got that.
Right.
We got that. No, blood pressure machine.
Oh. That's exciting. Wow. I mean, is this what I have to look forward to in another 20, 25 years? You got me a blood pressure machine? It's what I've always wanted. Oh,
I can't wait to talk to the other fathers at the father-daughter dance.
Is it like the ones you see in the grocery store where you
sit and
get your blood pressure?
No.
No,
this is so awesome.
Portable?
And I got to tell you, I'm going to be talking to the fathers at the dance.
You're going to have a utility belt. You're going to have a utility belt with all these different, like, old age things, like the blood pressure machine and, the cuff. And the
COVID test?
COVID
test?
I can do that right here. Just lift up your head. That's right. Let me shove that swab right up your nose. Yeah.
So, it's so cool. It's like, Withings is the name if you're thinking about it.
By the way, speaking of which, hold on a second. You're going in for your procedure next week. Don't you have to get a COVID test first?
I think I do. Oh, I think I better read that paper
I'm just saying.
Yeah. So anyway, now this thing is so cool. It's like portable. So you charge it up, you take the blood pressure, it goes right to your phone. And it keeps track of the blood pressure on your phone. How cool is that?
So basically, you have a heart monitor. You're walking around with a heart monitor, and your phone is going to beep, beep.
Download the app. You download the app, and then you can keep track of it.
Exciting.
You
know? Can we get sponsored?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Get
Frankie V on the phone. Come on. I'm ready.
No, are you feeling like your heart is not beating right? The blood pressure machine.
Portable. No, I got it. Yeah, blood pressure is doing well. Thank you very much.
Good.
Pretty good. But this is great. So now I got to and it just kind of adds, and it has the date, and it has the, and I guess they just go over everything. But you know what? Also, I want to get the new Apple Watch because I love my Apple products.
Because you want to waste money. You
want to?
No. See, don't explain it like that. You explain. Oh, I want to get it. No. Why don't you just say I would like to throw my money away? And buy another piece of garbage from Apple that's not going to work. It's not going to be. It's not going to work properly.
But the thing is, with the Apple
how much
Watch,
is it? How much is this Apple Watch? Let me guess. $800.
No, it can't be that much.
It can't be that much. The phone is $1,000.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, even more. Yeah. So probably like $400 or something like that.
Okay, good.
Just carry around a sundial. You don't have to change batteries.
Really? And the sundial would pair up well with the blood pressure monitor. Yeah, that's perfect.
So I want to get the Apple, and somebody called tell me that I'm wrong. The Apple Watch does not take your blood pressure; it just takes like your heart rate, right? Like that. So you want to? I mean, for that price,
I don't think.
Aren't, Yeah, there's devices you can put on your wrist that do everything, right? I think that's cool. I like that.
I think you just want to be like Dick Tracy.
Star Trek. No, he wants to have a tricorder. You just want one of those medical tricorders like they have in Star Trek. You can scan yourself constantly.
Yeah, sure. I'm ready for it. I got it. No, but I like these little gadgets. I love the gadgets like that.
I'm telling you. I know what I'm getting you for your birthday, your utility belt.
You would love my kitchen.
You could, yeah. But can it core a apple? I mean, chef of the future.
You would love my kitchen. The air fryer, George Foreman, Nutribullet. It's all things you order on television.
As seen on TV.
Exactly.
I love it. Right. I love it, man.
The quick action COVID test by Joe Piscopo. That's right.
I like that. Right. Oh, maybe we should come up with a product. That's a good idea.
Right. Because that's what you want to do. You want to be walking around shoving nasal swabs up
like,
people's
noses.
Batman
had his belt. I could have the Piscopo belt that has everything that examines you.
Is your heart beating too fast? Hold on a second.
You want to see if you, are your sugars too high? Right. I got that for you right here.
I'll give you a little prick, not a problem.
Anson William
man.
Alert drops.
Hypo man.
Hypo man. Short for hypochondriac man. That's right.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, 20 after 7. Okay, we'll get into it. Josh Crash Hour is going to join us. Coming up momentarily, Debbie is on the roads. Debbie, I got the little gadgets, you know.
I know. The blood pressure machine is great to have. I think that's a great gift that your son got you.
I guess. They say you got to watch it and they watch everything. And, me with the COVID tests and everything else, we do it all. But it goes. Yes. I like that you could do it off your phone so you could run everything off of your phone.
Yeah,
you know?
Pretty cool. I think it's pretty cool, the blood pressure thing.
Thank you.
Why not? Got to keep an eye
normal.
On our health. It's very important.
Well, I am. And I worry about that. And then I've gotten to all the doctors and I've got, shouldn't you have a checkup like that? Is that okay to do that?
I think so. I think it's very important. You know. Yeah, definitely. I know. I have the eye exam coming up this month. So I know we got to keep up with all the exams.
Hey, I got to tell you, when you're ready, I got the new lenses in, the Johnson & Johnson lenses in.
The doc
put them in the lenses. I could see everything. I could see you. I could see you in the traffic center now.
Hi, my X-ray Joe. Vision. Hi,
I can see Mars.
Hi, Joe.
Oh, man, you get older, you worry about
it. Is that Jupiter?
I love
7:21. Deb's on the road. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Al. Good morning, Josephilia. Hey, guys, we've got issues at the inbound George Washington Bridge. I see an accident. Inbound George Washington Bridge, upper level. Accident blocking two lanes, and it looks like it's at least 30 minutes in now to the upper level. Lower level is treating it a lot better. The inbound side of the Lincoln, that's 10. Holland about 10 in from both approaches. Still seeing delays on the Bruckner West right at the Bronx River Parkway with an accident in the Bronx. And the westbound BQE right at Queens Boulevard, a crash being cleared. Merritt Parkway southbound still busy by exit 29 into Greenwich with a two-car collision. Watch for delays on 71 getting out through Eatontown. It's an accident with a down traffic signal as you head right through that area. Partly cloudy today, high of 42, sunny tomorrow with a high of about 50. I'm Debbie Duhaime. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Sponsored by Capital One. You don't need special gadgets to be a hero. With unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, the Capital One Quicksilver Card makes you the hero of every purchase. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo for Perillo Tours. Did I tell you I'm going to Rome and Sicily this year with my friend Steve Perillo? Hey, you want to go? It's simple. You just call 800-431-1550 and say, I want to go to Apollonia's hometown with Joey. Make it happen, baby. How does that sound? Rome, 3 nights, including a special intimate performance by yours truly. Then we fly directly to Sicily, visiting Catania, Taormina, Palermo, some medieval towns like Savoca and Forza d'Agro in Messina. Why? Because we're going to visit some iconic sites from famous Godfather scenes. How cool is that? Can't leave Sicily until you have a wine tasting in the shadow of Mount Etna. We will do that too. Then on to Palermo for 3 more nights. Call Perillo Tours at 800-431-1515, 800-431-1515, or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report. Wall Street will be reacting today to a fresh reading on inflation, the PCE price index. Though inflation's been showing signs of softening, it is still stubbornly high. Mark Tepper of Strategic Wealth Partners says we're seeing the impact of still high prices as grocery shoppers trade down to less expensive store brands.
Those private label brands, those sales are growing twice as fast as the national brand. So I think that speaks to a consumer who's tightening the belt buckle and really trying to be more frugal about how they're spending.
Consumer spending is also released today. Colgate-Palmolive reports earnings, and Chevron releases earnings today. It already revealed plans to boost its dividend and buy back stock valued up to $75 billion. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Democrats predicted an end to high inflation, but nothing has changed. In fact, food and housing prices are still going higher. Hi, this is Stephen K. Bannon, and I urge you to protect your savings from inflation by diversifying into a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, simply text the word SHELTER to 989898, and you'll get a free info kit on gold IRAs that will explain everything. Again, that's SHELTER to 989898. There's no obligation or purchase required.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Josh Krashauer is going to join us momentarily. I want to tell you about Empire State Bank, if I may. I've been in business over about 18 years, you know, like almost 20 years they've been around. And they go into the community and are part of the community. And I know that because I've been there. I've been at bank openings. I know Phil and Jeannie and Esmeralda, Tom. I know everybody from Empire State Bank. Everybody else, they appreciate, they respect Empire State Bank because it's your hometown banking choice. When all these hometown banks are being gobbled up by those large impersonal corporate cats. You know that, right? Well, you want to be treated with respect, want to know your banker by first name. Empire State Bank is part of your community, not just a branch there. This is what I've seen. Empire State Bank is there for all your business and personal needs. By the way, from business and personal checking and savings to online banking, mobile banking, Empire covers it all right in your community. If you need business guidance, Empire State Bank has knowledgeable and friendly business relationship managers who will come to you when it's convenient for you. So locations are all throughout Staten Island, Brooklyn. How about Queens? Empire State Bank. You can visit, please, esbna.com. ESBNA.com, Empire State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Josh Krashauer is senior political correspondent for Axios. Kind enough to join us on this Friday morning. Josh, welcome back to the show, and a good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning, Joe. Happy Friday. Good to be back on the show.
Hey, you know, and you do news. You're going to do some TV hits tonight. That's a busy day for you. Plus, you got to write your articles. That's a lot. Do you lock in an office, or are you on the fly all the time, Josh, if I may ask?
Well, I'll give you a little bit of a scoop here, because I'll be up in New Hampshire tonight for the big Trump campaign kickoff.
What?
He's doing his first campaign
what?
Event for 2024.
You're going to be there.
I will be to cover everything in Washington, talk about it on TV, and then on the campaign trail, which is the first big 2024 event this weekend.
And to that point, because I keep thinking, again, all animus aside, with just objective overview, which you've been doing great, by the way, with Axios, if I may say so, Josh, with Donald Trump. I know he's only ahead of DeSantis, or Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, by 5 or 6 points. How will that play out, do you think? Are we going to see, is there a what they call a dark horse in the race that may surface later on in the Republican primary?
Yeah, well, it's very early in the process, but the polls have been all over the map. In fact, there were a few polls this week that showed Trump with a pretty significant advantage over DeSantis in a head-to-head matchup. But there was another poll that came out yesterday from Marquette Law School that showed DeSantis with a huge lead over Trump. I think a lot of the polls reflect the fact that people know who Trump is. They know who DeSantis is. Have other candidates like a Nikki Haley jump in the race, Mike Pompeo probably jumping in the race. That's what campaigns are for. People are going to start paying much closer attention. But, you know, there are a lot of known unknowns about 2024 for the Republicans, and whether, you know, Trump has the juice to do another campaign and win the nomination again, or whether Republican voters are really looking for a change.
It's going to be interesting. Jumping to politics, too, in California, Adam Schiff. Again, I always like to be objective. I mean, I make no apologies who I voted for. I think folks know. And, and I'm just doing what's best for the United States of America, loving this country so much, Josh. But when I watch Adam Schiff, now he's going to run. He's got his eyes on Dianne Feinstein's Senate seat. The guy lied. Whether it doesn't matter if you hate Donald Trump, and people are obsessed with their hate of Donald Trump or of conservatives, but Adam Schiff lied for 4 years. He was proven wrong, and now he's coming back. Does everybody see that? I guess apparently not, because this guy's got the guts to run, and he apparently has support in California. Yes.
This is California, where Democrats have a substantial political advantage. And look, Adam Schiff, Joe, could be the most moderate candidate in that Democratic field that he's running against. Man. I don't know if you know, it's a woman named Katie Porter. She has these whiteboards, and she likes to go after a lot of CEOs on Capitol Hill. She is running in that race. Yeah. Barbara Lee, who was the only member of Congress to vote against going to war against the Taliban after 9/11, she's likely going to get into that race. So Adam Schiff might end up being the moderate in that Democratic primary. The other interesting thing about that race, though, that has a lot of political resonance, Joe, is that Adam Schiff's bet is that people still are caring about Trump, and he went up with his first digital video introducing himself to all the California voters. Almost exclusively about Donald Trump. He is the enemy of Donald Trump. That is the message that he's getting across. Where, you know, Katie Porter, who's the Democrat running against him, all about Mitch McConnell. So there's a different view of what is the bigger enemy, Trump for the Democrats, or is the bigger enemy big banks, in the case of Katie Porter.
Josh, you can't make it up. Let the games begin, brother. That's what I'm saying, man. It's going to be wild. And I love, if I could, because, we're from Jersey, so the in-your-face politics of Chris Christie, he really wrote the book, and people get upset with Donald Trump, but I always say, with respect to Mr. Trump, Donald Trump is like Chris Christie light, because Christie was like in your face for all the time, and we're so used to it in Jersey. When Trump ran, we went, we're used to that, But Christie's going into run for president as well.
He's looking at it. I don't know if he's officially made a final decision, but I think a lot of Republicans need to decide, whether they want to have the more Republicans get in the race against Donald Trump, the better chance Trump probably has of winning the nomination, because there is a mood of Republicans who may like Trump, may not like Trump, but they want someone new. They want a fresh face. They want someone who's younger. But the more you split those voters, with different candidates they may like, the better chance Trump has.
That's a great observation, Josh Krashauer. So if Donald Trump goes in, and there are a lot of people, what's the percentage if he takes 25? There's like a 30%, I guess, that where he could win a primary with a percentage that low, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what happened at least at the beginning of the 2016 campaign, where Trump won New Hampshire with about, 34% of the vote.
Yes.
Didn't win Iowa. Ted Cruz who won Iowa. But, you know, South Carolina in the 30s, 40% maybe. He was not winning majorities. It was everyone splitting in the anti-Trump vote and Trump getting that 35% block. And then later on, he was able to build ahead of steam into winning the nomination.
Yeah, and Josh, thank you for your time. You got such a busy day, but I'm so obsessed with politics. Forgive me, man. I'm watching Joe Biden, you know, and I'm watching Biden going across the country. They put him in front of a union group. The union group is cheering for him, you know. And then all of a sudden, and I don't mean to make light of it because we support the United States military taking out ISIS in Somalia. That's big news. I don't see a lot of it, but it seems to me, and again, that should be done. And then we could go back, and as I mentioned earlier on the show, Josh, is that we shouldn't even ISIS. Should not be resurfacing, but it's probably from the mistakes of Afghanistan. That's Piscopo talking. That's my own opinion. But now they're taking Biden out and they're polishing him up after this document, a classified document scandal. And that's probably what we're seeing from the White House, correct? Them taking Biden out and just trying to clean him up after this crazy scandal story about the documents.
Well, he's taken a small hit in the polls. If you look at the job approval for the president, he's down about 2 or 3 points since the scandal broke. So, yeah, I mean, I think he's focusing next week. He's actually going to be in New York next week talking about infrastructure, the money that is being allocated from that infrastructure bipartisan bill to build tunnels and new roads and all that fun stuff. He's going to be in Baltimore. He's going to be in up New York on the Northeast Corridor, really trying to promote a lot of these projects. And he does definitely want to get past all the scandals that we've talked about for the last few weeks.
Yeah. So to that point, on the classified doc, your political instinct and conjecture, not fact, because we don't know. Because common sense would tell you that if Hunter's around and the poor guy was a drug addict, and I hate when people go after him for that because he can't help that. Some families deal with that every single day, unfortunately, in America. But if you're a drug addict, you'll do anything to make money. And now people are afraid that Hunter Biden in that the house in Wilmington, Delaware, after the vice presidency of Joe Biden, that he maybe sold those things as compromised in some regard. What your political overview? Your instinct in that regard, Josh.
Yeah, I mean, my instincts are that there's something called politically mutually assured destruction with all the scandals involving classified documents with both Biden and Trump and now Pence, Vice President Pence. So I don't think this is going to be a factor in 2024. That does help Trump because we kind of thought that, well, with all the feds looking at the classified situation at Mar-a-Lago, Trump would have trouble winning anything in 2024. So it helps Trump more if he wants, you know, especially when it comes to his ability to win the Republican nomination. But look, I don't think this is going to be a major issue for either candidate in 2024.
Interesting. Very interesting. Josh, always appreciate your overview, man. Have a great day. We'll be looking at you up in New Hampshire. Safe travels. And thanks for always taking the time for us, Josh.
Thanks, Joe. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir. You as well. Josh Krasshauer, senior political correspondent for Axios. I get so obsessed with what's happening in politics because it's like sports, but we play the game. We could play the game and we can get into it. So I like to see what's happening. I like to hear the instinct of political experts like Josh. And we'll be talking about it all morning long. General Kellogg's going to be with us next hour. I want to talk about, you know, I support Ukraine. Don't get me wrong, but we're sending tanks, which is an offensive weapon. And there's Crimea and talk about Ukraine going into Crimea now. So General Kellogg will know best. He'll have an expert, and he'll have the military overview of that. Right now, we'll take a break for the news live and local with Mr. Cthulhu on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
36 and sunny at 738. I'm Al Cthulhu with local news first. Here's what's going on. Saifulo Saipov being found guilty for running over and killing 8 bicyclists on a New York City bike path on Halloween in 2017. He was found guilty yesterday on all 28 counts, including being eligible for the death penalty. Prosecutors say the 34-year-old ISIS supporter, who's originally from Uzbekistan, chose that date because he figured there'd be more people on the streets so he'd have more targets. In addition to the 8 killed, more than a dozen were seriously injured when Saipov allegedly aimed for them at high speed with a truck he rented at a Home Depot. A Republican state lawmaker is critical of the purchase of new cars for the governor and lieutenant governor in New Jersey using COVID-19 funds. Both are Democrats. The detail of how federal pandemic relief funds were spent was disclosed this week. They include $5 million for baby formula for families in need, and $6.5 million for school safety initiatives. Another $500,000 went to purchase vehicles from the New Jersey State Police to support state officials, including Governor Murphy and Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver, who are both Democrats. But State Senator Declan O'Scanlan and other GOP lawmakers say money needs to go to those in actual need. In sports, it was the Knicks over the Celtics in overtime, 120-117. The Pistons beat the Nets, 130-122, while the Predators skated past the Devils, 6-4. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. We're still seeing a lot of volume this morning as you take a ride to the inbound George Washington Bridge upper level with an accident cleared out of the way, but it's still about 45 minutes into that upper level. But thank goodness the accident was cleared. Lower level, 10 minutes in. Over the inbound Lincoln, you're moving fine. Holland Tunnel, about 15. Watch for delays still on the Bruckner West, right at the Bronx River Parkway. Accident is on the shoulder. We're seeing delays on the westbound BQE at Stop and Go at Queens Boulevard with a collision still being cleared. They cleaned up an accident on the Merritt Parkway southbound over in Greenwich. Still some Stop and Go traffic. Watch for delays on 71 in Eatontown. Everything is still closed with a down traffic signal as you get right out toward Eaton Place. And over on the Hutch northbound at North Street in Harrison, a collision reported there. Partly cloudy today with a high of 42. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhame. You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is building that do-good village. They already broke ground. They already have homes up, and there are recipients, Gold Star families, already in the do-good village, thanks to an extraordinary donation of many acres of land, and to you, to your kindness and your generosity. And I always tell you that, God bless you, because this do-good village, look at where we are sometimes. You look at the news. It's so negative all the time. You look at, then you think about 9/11, you go, oh, head in hand, you go, you never forget, you can't forget, you know, and Tunnels to Towers in the name of Stephen Siller, who lost his life all those years ago, and the Siller family went on to create the Tunnels to Towers Foundation. Now they have something called the Do Good Village in 2023 with all the bad things that are going on, and it's because your help and your generosity, and we love you for that. The Gold Star families. Families of fallen first responders, families of catastrophically injured veterans and service members and first responders, all in one community as neighbors. Now, you can help America's greatest heroes and their families heal together. You could help make the Do Good Village many more. You know, it's the first of many communities like it. We want to do more. And with every mortgage-free home, the foundation makes good on its promise to do good and to never forget the sacrifices our nation's greatest heroes have made for our country and our communities. Donate $11 a month, please. $11 a month. That's all we ask at t2t.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And always thank you for helping out the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Syracuse looks for its second win this season against Virginia Tech, visiting the Hokies Saturday night. We're live from Blacksburg with Orange pregame at 6:30, tip-off 7 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University basketball.
I didn't think it was possible to meet someone like Susan. We just clicked after realizing we each have a strong sense of self and share the same core values in life.
After taking our advanced personality test, Daniel and Susan matched on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want. Sign up today at silversingles.com/meet. That's silversingles.com/meet.
Paid actors representing true customer testimonials. Names have been changed.
Well, Anne Marie, I told you, lived by the beach, right? She couldn't get through the sand, so she heard about Relief Factor. She was having back pain walking around the sand, you know, trying to keep up with her grandkids. So she had the back pain, and then she heard about Relief Factor, right? And she said, let me try it. Well, in a few days, she was back with no pain, walking up and down the beach with her grandkids. So I'm saying, this is Anne Marie. And I tell you about so many great folks, about Marcia and Marilyn and Deborah Ann and everybody else and me, myself, when I tried Relief Factor in 5 days, I was out of pain. 5 days. Give yourself 3 weeks with a 3-week quick start and become pain-free. 100% drug-free, by the way. Go to relieffactor.com. Check out the 3-week quick start, only $19.95. You could call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4, the word relief. Let's get you out of pain. You know, I always tell you that. You deserve it, and you really do. You work so hard, and you're such a good person, and you're always helping everybody else. Let's help you. Let's get you out of pain. 3-week quick starts, less than $20. 800-4-RELIEF, or again, please, relieffactor.com.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Well, I needed a corsage for my daughter for the daddy-daughter dance today. So I'm in the boondocks. I'm doing 10 million things. I'm out and about. And I called the local florist. Of course, they weren't open. Ugh. And, you know, because when you're in the boondocks, people have... It's
not open
like,
on a Thursday?
You know, it's like where I live out in Hunterdon County, way out there, it's like in Italy. When Joey's in Italy now, we talk almost every day. He's doing so great. They open when they want. I said to Joey, they have the siesta, right? 5 to 7 at night, you know, and he goes, do they reopen? He goes, yeah, sometimes, you know, yeah. it's the Italian attitude. I love that. And we have that attitude in Hunterdon County, and there's like a great general store. They're open a lot, but now I got to get a corsage. And I go, where am I going to get a corsage? So Al, you'll know where I finally went. Where do you think I finally went?
1-800 Flowers.
No.
ShopRite.
ShopRite. Very good, Joe Sibilia.
Yeah, I know.
So now I was with Allie all day. I took her to the dentist. I took my daughter out. We got her car. It was at a great day with my beautiful daughter, right? So now I got to get a corsage. Where do I go? It's closed. I need it now. I know I need it. So I go to ShopRite. Listen to me. How pathetic is my life?
Can you make me a corsage?
I swear to God, yes. Listen. So now I go in. I got to give a shout out to the Wakefern, our friends at Wakefern. So I go in to ShopRite now, and it's a great shop right now, and I know shop. We know supermarkets because we shop, you know?
Right.
So I go in and...
I don't buy corsages there.
Well, listen. You could buy... I go back where there's great floral arrangements, great flowers, great balloons, great stuffed animals, everything for Valentine's Day. It's all there. Now, the gal that's behind it, this is a gal that I tried to tip once before. Oh, no, Mr. Piscopo, we can't take any money, who turned down a tip. And right there, you have my respect. I know. She wouldn't take the tip. We're not allowed to take the money. I said, well, God bless you. So now, same gal. I went, hi. And she probably goes, oh, God, here, now, what does he want now?
He's going to push another tip on me.
So I go, you know, I need a corsage.
Is that how she said it?
Exactly. Because I didn't want to be a pain. I knew it was a tall order.
You had to do that.
No, what's a corsage? You know, I turned to Larry David. Corsage. You know, I just needed a corsage. So she goes like this. Not a problem. Absolutely can do it. Boom. Boom. Wow. ShopRite. Yes. Come on.
Did you tip her?
Oh, my God. Yes. No, I didn't even try because I should have tried. You know, but then she goes, it's going to take a while, Mr. Who doesn't like to wait in line. So I go.
Oh, is that what she said? Is that what she said?
She did say that. She goes, it's going to take a while. So I go, what? How long? How long? I am so bad at waiting in line.
I'm beyond the people. I don't wait. ShopRite. Dare you, and you wouldn't even take my tip, young lady? My goodness. What's the matter with you?
Listen, so I go.
I don't throw these 50s around for nothing. Never offer you a tip again.
I go like this. I go like, I don't want to. I could say, yeah, sure, whatever it is. But of course,
you're on the clock. You have 3 minutes.
Exactly.
I'm going to buy some overpriced eggs.
Instinctively came out was. Yeah. How long? I shouldn't have asked it. I should have said, sure, take your time. But I ask how long because I have attention deficit and I can't take.
Tapping
can't stay
your
more.
Foot, please, pointing to your watch. As soon as my portable blood pressure machine takes my blood pressure, you better be done. Dare you. Beep, beep.
Can I sell you my arrabbiata recipe by chance at ShopRite?
Have you seen me on the cover of the fitness magazine?
I'll be getting some Michaels of Brooklyn. Hold on, just to say. She goes, oh, yeah, 10 minutes. I go, 10 minutes? Absolutely. I said, thank you so much. Well, I mean, you don't
that's 8 minutes too long. 10 minutes. What's the matter with you? What does it take? A couple flowers, whip it together, put it on your wrist?
No, listen to me. So I look in the corner of the little kiosk thing there, and I see
move quicker.
Listen. I see corsages ready made. I go, excuse me, I don't want to really bother you, but can I get those up there like that? And she was so pleasant. I got to tell you, and it's such a pleasure. So she takes the corsage down. She goes, yeah, no, these are ready made. They're kind of waxed, and then so I looked at the one ready made. And it looked really beat up. But I go, and I said, Liz, I said, you could do better than this. I go like that. And I go like,
I'll give you the 10 minutes, peasant. My daughter isn't going to wear some wilted flowers. She'll die on her wrist while she's at the performance. Be dancing with her, the flower will fall off. No. Brand new, fresh.
This girl, she goes, what would you like? What color would you like of the corsage? Listen to me.
Plastic
you never
container
get the
with
service.
Ice so it stays frozen.
It's true. She goes, I go, what goes? She's got a green dress. She goes, oh, I got a green. We'll do. I said, can you do? She goes, we do three. Of course, I got to make it better because I'm a dad. Can you do five? Yeah, we could do five. So we got little roses and pink and white. And
baby's breath in there. Make sure you put some in. I know you charge extra.
Not a problem.
Not a problem for me. That would have been your tip. Not anymore.
I would just tape a dandelion to a rubber band and call it a day.
Yeah. I tell you, the girl made a great, perfect corsage, and I appreciate it. So shout out to my local ShopRite for doing such a great job.
Thank you for allowing me to torture you for the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Next time she sees me coming, she's going to go running, man.
Yeah, we're close.
But it was good. Debbie, but people, when they're nice and they go out of their way like that, and then you want to tip them, and then they don't take the tip. You, oh, my God, this hope for America. Hope for America.
Yes,
oh, my
God. But that's nice that she made a special one. You didn't have to get the old wilted corsage, you know?
Custom made. Now I put a sign like on the door, side door when I leave the house. Corsage. Don't forget the corsage, Joe. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because it's in the refrigerator as I speak. Debbie.
Good. Oh,
trying to
nice.
Be a good daddy. And then, you know what's funny? When we get there, Charlie will wear it for a minute, and then they take it off because they're all dancing all night long. So
Yeah. It'll go flying anyway, right?
But it's the presentation. It's the presentation.
It is. It sounds very nice. You've got to take a picture. I want to see.
I will.
I'll look for sure. Yeah,
oh, my
definitely.
Lord. And really, I will move on, I know, but I'm obsessing about this too much as I obsess about everything. But I actually am wearing a green suit to match her dress. How about that?
That is so nice. I love it. Oh, I want to see pictures.
I'll send it to you.
Yes.
I will.
Please,
Debbie's out there looking out for you. 751 on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe. Alternate side parking in effect. Inbound George Washington Bridge, 30 minutes. Accident clear from the upper level. Lincoln Tunnel looks okay. A breeze this morning at the Lincoln. Holland about 15. Watch for delays as you head to the westbound belt. Bumper to bumper out by Kennedy Airport. Eastbound BQE still busy up through Tabman Plaza. Watch for delays on 287. A problem here on 287 South. Exit 35 into Morristown. Accident, two lanes blocked. Injuries involved in that one. Watch for delays on 9A northbound, getting up toward Ryder Road into Ossining. That's an accident involving a dump truck. And over on the Hutch north at North Street in Harrison, a collision. That's still blocking one lane over there. Partly cloudy today. High of about 42 degrees. I'm Debbie Duhaime. This Total Traffic and Weather Report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota Service Department. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, go experience the smart way to service your Toyota.
Dennis Prager doesn't see depth.
This is the greatest single issue of our time is the death of religion. Never in history has there been a civilization that didn't believe in a God. And the shallowness of the secular intellectuals is one of the reasons it isn't even grappled with. It is devoid of depth.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
Joining us is Councilman Ben Kellos. What do you think about the labor movement post-Janus? What are you hearing?
I've spoken to public service labor unions all over the city and state, and they are telling me that they are stronger than ever. Members of labor know what's at stake, and they're not falling for any of the stuff that's coming out of Washington. They know that Janus was an attack on labor, and frankly, they know that no one one's looking out for them other than their labor union. So I see folks getting more involved. And I think that if labor members get involved in their unions, I think that you can define who will be the next president of the United States of America, the next mayor of the city of New York, the next borough president in Manhattan, and the next council members, because everything's up for grabs in 2020 and 2021.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd at a new time, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 and again at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer. The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Hi, it's Arthur Idala. Happy 2023, and I want to thank all of you who have been listening to the Arthur Idala Power Hour every night at 6 p.m. here on AM 970, The Answer. It wouldn't be the hit that it is without you tuning in every day. We work hard to bring you a different slant on the news day after day, and we try to make it entertaining, informative, provocative. We have Sam Bellino, we have Joni, we have Alex. We try to keep it fun, but in an environment where you will learn. Sometimes you might even hear some new breaking legal news before anyone else. If you haven't tuned in before, please give us a listen in the new year. We broadcast every night, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m., right after the great John Katsimatidis. Folks, God bless you, God bless our country, and God bless New York City, the greatest city in the world.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hello there, Joe on the radio, and I'm telling you about Invite Health because I love you to be healthy. And if you want some super premium nutritional supplements and get free nutritional consultations, go to invitehealth.com, invitehealth.com. Get 10% off your order. Use 970 as the code, okay? 970. 10% off your order at invitehealth.com. Got to check it out. You owe it to yourself to at least do that, I think. Would you like to call? I have a number, 800-673-2345. 800-673-2345. Find out why Invite Health is the leader in a personalized approach to health. And in the meantime, you can listen to Invite Health Radio right here on AM 970, The Answer, with Dr. Amanda Williams. She is the scientific director of Invite Health. And join Amanda Monday through Friday at noon to hear her talk to a variety of experts in wellness, entertainment, culture. And it's a great radio show. It's every day at noon right here on AM 970, The Answer. So invitehealth.com, the discount code for 10% off is 970. Call 800-673-2345, and don't miss Invite Health Radio with Amanda Williams on AM 970 The Answer every Monday through Friday at 12 noon.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Jeff Nordine's at the Weather Answer Desk. Jeff, how we doing weather-wise today, my friend?
Doing pretty good, Joe. It's going to be a little bit nice in terms of temperatures, but conditions are going to be, well, actually, you know what? Nice, too. Partly cloudy with some sunshine, 43. And then as we start the weekend, we're near 50 with a similar weather condition, partly cloudy with some sunshine. We finish at 50 degrees in January, Joe, on Sunday with some with some rain in the afternoon. I'm too happy about that.
I love it. What, is there snow coming up in the future? They said maybe snow next week, I guess, maybe, huh?
Late next week.
Okay. All right. One more. We'll take the 50 degrees right now.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Talk to you a little bit. Jeff Nordine right there. Joe on the radio. General Keith Kellogg, former National Security Advisor, former Executive Secretary and Chief of Staff of the United States National Security Council in the Donald Trump administration. Joe Borelli's going to join us next hour, too. We'll go over Mayor Adams' State of the City address. Mark Morgan's on the show. Hey, Dr. Ben Carson, and you always at 877-970-2999. Hey, it's a Friday. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Coming right back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.